From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. We brought you a story yesterday about Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and the long path of her recovery from traumatic brain injury. She was shot in the head last January in Tucson. Her recovery has been remarkable, but as her husband Mark Kelly told us, it's still difficult for her to have conversations.
You know, she struggles, she gets frustrated. I have to remind her that that's a good thing. You know, getting frustrated is, from what I understand, is one of those things that's helped rebuild those connections in her brain.
Well, the other victims of the shooting are also rebuilding their lives. 6 people were killed, 13 wounded. NPR's Ted Robbins visited with 2 of those who survived and a 3rd who lost a son.
On the morning of January 8th, Ron Barber was at his boss's Congress on Your Corner event in front of a Safeway in Tucson. A line of people waited to shake Gabby Giffords' hand, maybe get a hug, and to talk with staff like Barber and outreach director Gabe Zimmerman. That's when Jared Loughner walked up, pulled out a pistol, and opened fire.
I'll never forget what I saw that morning. I can't imagine that it would ever leave me, because seeing Gabby shot, and seeing Gabe die, I mean, that those two images are just seared into my head and they'll never go away.
Barber was shot in the face and thigh. His face wound is healed. A small scar remains on his cheek above his white goatee. One of his legs is still numb. He still has nightmares from PTSD. In July, he returned to work half days. As Giffords' congressional district director, Ron Barber is her face in southern Arizona.
I do a lot of speaking engagements where I go to an event to accept an award for her or maybe speak on her behalf. That has definitely ramped up, because were she here, she'd be doing a lot of that.
Giffords' office is busier now than it was before the shooting. It routinely has twice as many constituent cases: veterans needing health care, homeowners needing foreclosure help. Ron Barber says the activity is good for him.
It gets better all the time, you know, and being back at work has been a really tremendous help to me.
One of the staffers who help most with constituents is no longer here, Gabe Zimmerman. He was trained as a social worker, a good skill set for a congressional outreach director. Above Barber's desk is a photograph of Zimmerman, a constant presence even in his absence.
It's bittersweet, because on the one hand, every day I'm here, I'm reminded that Gabe is not here. I mean, he was my go-to guy. Every day we were together 5 or 6 times a day working on projects.
There's another reminder of Gabe Zimmerman in Gabby Giffords' office, Ross Zimmerman, Gabe's father. He was not at the shooting, but ever since, he's been coming to the office nearly every day to have lunch.
Well, I figure it's good for the people here, and I like the people here. Several of them have become my friends.
It's one way to stay connected with his son. Not the way he'd like, but one way.
I don't like it one little bit. I would do anything to roll all that back. I would do anything to change that. I would trade places in a second.
Unlike the reflective Ron Barber, Ross Zimmerman is pragmatic about the loss of his 30-year-old son.
I mean, it's not like there's anything I can do about it. I still have periods fairly regularly where I miss Gabe and get unhappy about it. But, you know, I'm not typical either. I have a very high physical and mental pain tolerance, and I adapt and cope better than a lot of people do. So, you know, I got a dead kid. What do? I keep moving forward. That's what Gabe would prefer.
Ross Zimmerman is working with Giffords' staff on a memorial to the January 8th shooting victims and on a project for the one-year anniversary called Beyond Tucson. Beyond Tucson is focused on getting the community to interact and to get outdoors, where Gabe liked to be. Susie Heilman likes to be outdoors, too. She is planting black velvet petunias in pots on the back patio of the spacious Southwestern-style home she shares with her husband, Bill.
I take these flowers and I put them in, and the soil feels good, and it's living, and it's going to grow and get bigger, and life goes on. And it reminds me that life goes on.
From her patio, you can look across a desert wash and see other homes in the neighborhood. 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green lived in one of those houses. She used to help Susie Heilman in the garden. On January 8th, Heilman took her to meet their congresswoman.
You know, it was a civics lesson we were doing.
But shortly after 10 a.m., Susie and Christina lay on the ground, Christina dead and Heilman wounded by 3 bullets. Next came chaos, the hospital, and 12 weeks on her sofa recovering from a shattered hip. That gave the normally active and upbeat Heilman time to think about what happened, about how her life had changed. She says she's come to a place of relative peace, where she can feel sad, yet accept the circumstances.
You hold both pieces at the same time. That's holding the paradox. I'm here, the sun is out, I'm having an interesting conversation, doing something that I love. Oh, yeah, I remember, January, yeah. It comes and bites you. It jumps up. My friends lost their daughter. I don't know what to do about that. I don't know where to put that. I don't know. And I don't know that I ever will. But I can think about it now without sobbing.
Heilman values her privacy, but she also says her inadvertent celebrity has been helpful.
Doors are open to me that were not open to me before. I come with a sentimental backstory.
She has begun something called GRIN, Grandparents in Residence, a program which connects other retired adults with children in classrooms. Helping others, she says, helps heal her own emotional wounds.
I went into a classroom of 28 5- and 6-year-olds, each one of whom read me the story, telling me how sad they were for me, how wonderful a human being I was, and their reward for reading their stories was to hug me. So I got 28 hugs in half an hour. And now when I feel sad, I call Miss Levine and I say, Bonnie, what time are reading centers?
Susie Heilman says since the shooting, she gets hugs everywhere from total strangers. But there's one hug and one handshake she's still waiting for, the one from Gabby Giffords. When I told that to Giffords District Director Ron Barber, he said, she'll get it. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
This is NPR.